Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me as we journey together to live agelessly. And as always, I'm so glad that you're here with me today, so thank you again for that. And if you'd like to help support the show, I would really appreciate it if you rate, review, or subscribe to my podcast. Thanksgiving is a day that is all about giving thanks and being grateful for what we have in our lives. I don't think the turkeys would agree, but we'll let that be a topic for a vegan podcast. Anyway, I was thinking, what exactly is the meaning of being grateful? There's so much talk about being grateful these days, but do we really know what it actually means? Well, the dictionary definition of grateful is a warm and deep appreciation for kindness received, gratitude or thankfulness. So I started doing a little research, and this is what I found out. I found several studies that have been done on the practice of being grateful, and here are a few things that I've learned. Being grateful and expressing that gratitude can actually increase our lifespans, and giving thanks can make us happier. Gratitude changes the way our brains operate, and they change our brains for the positive. They found that people that wrote in a gratitude journal or wrote gratitude letters had a better mental health well-being from anywhere from 1 month to 3 months, even after finishing their last writings. And feeling grateful has been linked to improved sleep, increased energy levels, which also contribute to a longer life. And did you know that when you thank an acquaintance for their help, they're more likely to want to have an ongoing relationship with you? The idea is that by saying thanks, it indicates that you're someone that they could form a high-quality relationship with. So if you meet someone that you hit it off with, just say thanks for any reason you have, even if it's just thanking them for hanging out and talking with you for a little bit. And with married couples, it's shown that married couples that feel appreciated and valued by their partner, that appreciation directly influences how they feel about their marriage. So couples that are experiencing distress in their relationship could try practicing gratitude, and this could lead to a positive marital outcome. It could be as easy as saying thank you if somebody makes dinner for you. Simple words go a long way. And it takes so little for each of us to say a kind word to another person. That kind word could change their day, week, or even their outlook on their lives. And it might seem like there are a lot more mean people in the world today, mostly because of social media, but there still are more people that are kind. So be grateful for the kindness you receive and the acts of kindness that still happen every single day. Now, here are a few things we can do to create a gratitude practice in our lives. First, we can keep a gratitude journal. Establish a daily practice in which you remind yourself of the gifts, grace, benefits, and good things you enjoy. Setting aside time on a daily basis to recall moments of gratitude associated with ordinary events, your personal attributes, or valued people in your life gives you the potential to interweave a sustainable life theme of gratefulness. Next, remember the bad. To be grateful in our current state, it's helpful to remember the hard times that we once experienced. When we remember how difficult life used to be and how far we've come, we set up an undeniable contrast in our minds. And we need to be thankful for our senses. Through our senses, the ability to touch, see, smell, taste, and hear, we get an appreciation of what it means to be human and what an incredible miracle it is just to be alive. Seen through the lens of gratitude, the human body is not only miraculous, but it's also a gift. And we need to make a vow to practice this gratitude. Research shows that making a promise to perform a behavior increases the likelihood that that action will be executed. So write down your own gratitude vow, which could be as simple as, I vow to count my blessings each day, and post it somewhere like on your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator door, where you'll be reminded of it each and every day. Then the last thing, go through the motions. If you go through the motions of being grateful, the emotion of gratitude should be triggered. Grateful motions include smiling, saying thank you, and writing letters of gratitude. This could be a habit in no time, and your whole outlook on life will improve. So I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and I am grateful that you are here with me today and supporting my podcast. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about my nurse health coaching programs, simply go to my website, nurselori.com. Once there, you can contact me with any questions you may have. And remember to live agelessly. Bye for now.